This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is feeling emboldened after Democrats defied predictions of big Republican gains during this week's midterm elections. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
At a news conference, the president noted the press and pundits forecast a giant red wave.
It didn't happen.
Instead,
Democrats had a strong night,
limiting Republican gains in the House and keeping a potential path toward holding the Senate majority. At the same time,
the voters were also clear that they are still frustrated. I get it.
But the president says while he's willing to compromise with Republicans amid the likelihood of divided government,
I'm not going to change anything in any fundamental way.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization is calling for a massive influx of food and medicines into Ethiopia's Tigray region, saying desperately needed aid had not yet been allowed in following the ceasefire deal last week between both sides. The WHO said people in Tigray needed urgent assistance after 2 years of bloody conflict, with access to the region severely restricted. The government in Addis Ababa and the Tigrayan rebels reached an agreement after 9 days of talks under the aegis of the African Union and South Africa. The two parties indicated in a joint statement that they will cease hostilities immediately, disarm the rebels, allow the resumption of aid deliveries, and restore basic services. As always, for details on much more news, we advise you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Experts say the prices Americans pay for goods and services continued to increase last month. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
When the Labor Department gives its report on October inflation this morning, economists surveyed by the data firm FactSet believe it will say that consumer prices jumped 8% from 12 months earlier and increased a sharp 0.6% from September to October. The United States has been struggling to control inflation, which was accelerated by shortages of supplies and labor during the pandemic, a burst of consumer spending fueled by federal aid, and cutoffs of food and energy after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And such punishing inflation is giving the Federal Reserve little reason to ease up on its steadily raising of interest rates. Donna Warder, Washington.
Paris commuters faced severe disruptions Thursday morning amid the latest union strike that has shut down a large number of metro lines in the French capital. Most Parisians were aware ahead of a time and found alternative means of transport, although the city buses were largely functioning. Unions continue to demand inflation-related salary hikes and are due to hold a protest march through Paris Thursday afternoon. An earthquake in the mountains of West Nepal rocked the Himalayan nation, Wednesday killing at least six people, according to a government administrator. The earthquake was felt as far away as the Indian capital of New Delhi, some 400 kilometers west of the epicenter. Russia said Wednesday it will host a multilateral meeting scheduled for November 16th to discuss the situation in Afghanistan. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Special envoys from China, India, Pakistan, Iran, and several other neighboring countries are expected to attend. Russian officials say there will be no participation by Afghanistan's Taliban government at the talks, even though they participated last time. The Taliban says the talks will be incomplete without them. The talks were expected to cover the political and humanitarian situation in Afghanistan and efforts to strengthen regional security. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Tuesday his government will conduct a detailed briefing for both the Taliban and other Afghan political forces following the talks. By other political forces, he meant former Afghan government officials and political figures who fled the country after the Taliban takeover. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Hurricane Nicole made landfall in central area of eastern coast of the state of Florida Thursday morning, bringing heavy rain, storm surge. About an hour after landfall, Nicole was downgraded to a tropical storm with maximum sustained winds of 70 miles per hour. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.